I'm here with Joe McWilliams. He's the IT Solutions Managing Director at BYU Idaho and today's devotional speaker. Welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, I just wanted to talk about your title of this talk. You call it Bits, Bytes, and Blessings. And you talk about technology and the blessing it can be in our lives. How has technology blessed your life?
Well, it's something that I say in my talk as well, but I love technology. I love how it makes things better, faster, easier for us. And so I like that about it, but I also recognize that maybe it can be more than that. It can be something, a tool to build and to build the kingdom even, as long as we avoid some of the pitfalls that come with that ease and use it in good ways.
I teach a Comm 140. It's a media literacy class on campus, and it's interesting how over the semester students will learn how to use this technology better than what they were doing. It's so easy to get into routines and get kind of dragged down by some of that technology. As you have prepared for this devotional, have you kind of grappled with that issue?
Yeah. It's something that my message is very applicable to me as an individual as well. I have found times in my life where maybe I have turned technology into a burden rather than a blessing, either on myself or on someone that I love, because just amount of time spent or, whatever takes me away from what really matters.
In your talk, you talk a little bit about disconnecting from that technology. In fact, you mentioned a story where you just kind of walked around campus a little bit. How does disconnecting help us to connect with our Heavenly Father?
Yeah, so one of my points in my talk is to stay plugged into the Spirit and maybe not just plugged into our phones or plugged into whatever device we may have. And I think that we have to take time to unplug from the technology so that we can stay plugged into the Spirit and sensitive to the still small voice that gets drowned out by so much of what we do on those devices.
Now, you were probably contacted, what, about 2 months ago?
To
give this talk. When they first contacted you, what were your immediate thoughts?
Well, I told someone once that if I was ever asked to speak in devotional, that I would fake my own death. So I considered that for a minute, but I decided that I wouldn't do that.
Probably a good idea.
That was probably a good decision. And then, yeah, so all of the thoughts you'd expect. A little bit overwhelmed, not sure what kind of message I could offer. And it's been quite the journey, actually. You'd think with me working in technology that this would have been my first pick of subject, but it really wasn't. I went left and right on some other subjects before I centered on this one. So,
what was kind of that process of deciding what you actually wanted to speak about?
In a lot of ways, it was very applicable to what I'm talking about, in that I found that I had to be open to those promptings all the time, whether it was in church or listening to a spiritual thought from a colleague that was particularly poignant, or any number of other small influences that led me to find my topic and the points that I wanted to talk about. And I think that was part of the point, was having that journey to find this topic.
How have you grown over the last 2 months as you've compiled this?
I certainly feel that I have. Taking more of an opportunity to be sensitive to the Spirit, so that I can try to be open to promptings about what I might say, and then even being more aware of my own use of technology and things I might be able to adjust.
Have you adjusted at all over the 2 months?
Some, and I probably still need to work on it, like we likely all do.
So you work on campus in IT, and We just had some big things happen. Have you, as you prepared for this talk and kind of thought and done things in IT, what does that, does it seem to correspond together, or are there differences that you see?
You know, as with many things that we do in IT, I see a guiding hand, whether it's just helping us get through problems so that by morning we can have systems available again. That's very applicable of what happened this week on our campus. We had some major maintenance work and got to see the small things happen so that by morning at least most systems were running. And hopefully that was a blessing.
Yeah. I know when I came to work, it was the computer didn't seem to be any big problem. If you were to just say one thing to students who may come to this and listen to this talk, what would you tell them?
Wow. That's a deep question. I think just to listen to the Spirit, because I think it's different for everyone and how we will make our own goals about what is too much use or appropriate use of some of these devices and technology. And I think the Spirit is the ultimate guide that will tell us what we need to do to make sure we're focusing on what really matters and using the technology appropriately, and even being prompted to do things that could bless others' lives.
Do you mind sharing something that you may have been prompted to do as you've gone through this process?
Just mostly things that I was prompted to share or say. And like I referred to earlier, many of those happened. I can remember some specific examples in my own sacrament meeting where I was listening. It would have been very different if I'd been disengaged on a device or something like that, but I was listening and heard some things that I either needed to share or that made me think of ideas that I needed to share. And that's happened multiple times as I've prepared for this, and it's been neat to see.
Oftentimes, because of the time restraints with the devotional, you may have to cut things out of your talk. Is there anything that you had to take out that you wish you could keep in?
Not yet, though I may get there. I need to kind of finalize what quotes I might share from the discussion board, and just timed it earlier today, and it is close. So we'll see what might have to get cut out over the weekend.
Well, great. Joe McWilliams, thank you so much.
Thank you.